Hey, it's your girl Shakira, and you are listening to Unbroken, the Self-Love and Healing Tribe. Today's episode is going to be on the Law of Attraction and Manifestation. Oh my gosh, sorry guys, it's because I'm at the park, and a beautiful pink butterfly, it literally like went right in my face. I didn't get scared at all, I just let it happen. But it literally like touched my face. Thank you. And I'm about to get emotional. Every time I see a butterfly, I just feel like it's my aunt. I literally like just feel her. It'll be like moments where I've been sad or down or feeling hopeless, and boom, I see a butterfly. So I think she was definitely reincarnated into one. Love you, Gladys. But you guys, today's episode is going to be on the law of attraction and manifestation. But before we jump into that, I did want to apologize for not releasing this episode at 9 p.m. Central on Friday, because truth be told, I'm going to be transparent with you guys, and my sister is my witness. I was battling with my mental health really bad the past few days, and sorry if I'm breathing hard. I'm literally working out, not working out, but just walking at the park. And I wasn't doing well with my mind, you guys. I was going through a lot of like flashbacks and remembering stuff that I choose not to remember, and I was a little depressed there. But hey, that's what I created this podcast for all of us to heal. So understand that when I'm making episodes for you guys, it's not just for you guys. I'm talking to myself as well, because I may be at a high vibe moment and feeling high vibe for a long time, because that's typically how I feel. I feel high vibe. I'm on the right frequency, but hey, something in life may be thrown my way, or I may come encounter with something or someone that may throw off my frequency. So when that happens, when life happens, which is going to happen, just focus on the tools that you have to feel better and let the rest unfold. So today, you guys, we're going to talk about the law of attraction and manifestation. What is the law of attraction? The law of attraction is, according to Very Well Mind, the law of attraction suggests that positive thoughts bring positive outcomes, while negative thoughts produce negative outcomes. So with that in mind, now that we know that information, how can we implement some actions to make a change? Number one, affirmations. Affirmations are very, 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 very effective, especially when you are saying it like you feel it, saying it like it's already done. Affirmations can be said, or they can be written down, or you could write them down and say them. You can also download an application on your phone, and you'll receive affirmations throughout the day. It allows you to receive as many as you want or as little as you want. And every time you receive that affirmation, just read it to yourself. Because what these affirmations do is they get rid of limiting beliefs. A lot of us have beliefs that have just been with us for most of our lives, and these affirmations are bringing new beliefs into our minds. So that's why I really, really love affirmations. It's like technically rewiring your brain. And another way to practice affirmations is go on YouTube before bed and look up sleeping affirmations. And while you're sleeping, a lot of these affirmations have beta waves, which are really healthy for your brain. So make sure to set that before you go to bed and let me know how it goes. I tried it with Dylan James and I woke up feeling so euphoric. I went hiking the next day. I did yoga. It was beautiful. And I'm going to actually start playing his sleepy affirmations again, because he is truly, truly, truly phenomenal. Lately, I've been listening to The Rain Kind. But all right, let's go to number two. Number one was affirmations. Number two, visualization meditation. You guys, this stuff right here, if you remember anything that I'm telling you today, please remember this. Please remember this. I have so many testimonies, you guys. This visualization meditation has literally changed my life. Literally. Of course, God first, because God first. But this visualization meditation has changed my life. And I do feel like manifestation and affirmations, law of attraction, I think there's a lot of principles in the Bible, a lot of verses that go hand in hand with it, to be quite honest. So I don't think it's a problem with God. I'm on my journey with Him, and I know everybody's on their own separate journey with them. So yeah, God said, let there be light. There was light. He manifested it. He's a king of manifestation. Stop playing with him. All right, let me go back. So you guys, visualization meditation is the GOAT. The GOAT. I will never forget my visualization meditation board. So basically, it was a vision board. I had a pair of titties on there. I had a luxury apartment on there. And I kept looking at it every day for 10 minutes while listening to the 10-minute visualization meditation on YouTube. If you look for it on YouTube, pick the one with the big yellow sun. That's the one that you want to watch. OMG, you guys. I've had to wipe tears from my eyes after doing that meditation because it is so effective. Like, the way it guides you through, it's just beautiful. Like, it makes you feel like you're in that moment. And then when you open your eyes, you're like, oh, shoot, I was just visualizing that. But you're so happy because if you see it in your mind, then it can happen in your reality. So make sure that you're visualizing and manifesting in that way as well. It's really, really, really important. Number three, gratitude. Gratitude is the best attitude, and it's the highest frequency, you guys. So when you have a grateful heart, when the universe, when God sees you being grateful, sees you appreciating everything that you have, from your electricity to the clothes on your back to the food on your table, because there are countries out there that are suffering, like Venezuela. A lot of them are having to migrate to Colombia. Excuse the background noise. I'm at the park, as I mentioned. But Venezuela is an example. I was watching a documentary on them, and I have family in Colombia, and they tell me firsthand, they're like, yeah, they treat them so rude out here because they're not from here. And I'm like, why are people like that? They're my own people, you know? They're my own people. But why are y'all like that? Imagine it's them today and it could be you tomorrow. Like, why are people like that? Do we own the land? Like, in all honesty, like, do we own this land? Like, think about it. Think about it. Does anybody truly own this land? No. This is free land. Nobody owns this. This is all just, did you buy it? Did you make it? Like, no. People are so nasty, have no hearts. I don't like that. But like I said, you guys, you have to remain grateful, remain grateful, and practice gratitude. Practice gratitude, because the more grateful you are, the more you can attract. And I know I get messages all the time on, wow, Shakira, I see you doing so much better. Or, oh, wow, Shakira, every time I see you, you're making another move. Like, how do you do it? Like, you're always moving up. And all I can say is, my mom named me Shakira, and it does stand for grateful. And when I found out that it stood for grateful, it made so much sense, because since I was a little girl, my mom would always tell me, you have such a good heart. And all my friendships, even if we're not friends anymore, and relationships, they all told me, you have such a great heart. You're too nice. That's their word. You're too nice. You're too nice. And back then, I was too nice. I'll give them that. But Yeah, you guys, one thing about me is every day I have to be grateful. Before gratitude journals was a thing, I would just wake up and talk to God and say, thank you, God, for my shoes. Thank you, God, for the air in my lungs. Thank you for my food. Thank you for the air. And you know why? Because I've been through it. I've woken up days and had nothing to eat. I've woken up and not had electricity, not had clean clothes, not had food, didn't go to the doctor for years. Like, these are things that happened in my childhood. Like, I literally experienced neglect, and it wasn't something beautiful, something amazing, a great experience. No. But you know what it did teach me? It taught me to be grateful. It taught me to be grateful. And it taught me that God is real. Because even if I was hungry, even if I needed clothes, there was always an angel that God will put in our path that'll give us food, that'll provide for us. And even when we were in those moments, we would still find something to laugh at, something to smile at, something to giggle at. We were always grateful. And I think that's why God always brought us up. Not I think, I know that's why God always brought us up. My sister is my witness. I remember we had to sleep out of storage, you guys. We were children. We had to sleep out of storage, and we sat at the top of our car and we looked at the stars and we said, we're just laughing. We're just laughing, pointing at the stars, just saying goofy stuff. We were so grateful that we were together. Like, okay, we're at the storage, but hey, we're together and we've been through stuff, so we know we're going to get through this too. Now my sister is really successful. Her husband is really successful, my brother-in-law, and I'm so, so proud of them. They are literally my strength. They keep me going. Like, a lot of times in my life, I have felt like, wow, I'll feel lonely because I don't have a relationship with my mom or with my dad. But then I remember, I'm like, wait, I have Kenner, I have Stephanie, I have my babies, and those children are literally the light of my life. They are literally God sent. And my sister and brother, man, they are angels. And God always blesses them. God always elevates them because we're all the same. We have the same mindset. And one thing I was talking to my sister about is how in this world, there's people that are spiritually connected to you, and some people just aren't spiritually connected to you. And I know that me and my sister and my brother and my nieces and nephews, we're all spiritually connected. Like, that's just a fact. Because when we get together, ideas come out, fruition comes out, positivity, joy, laughter. Like, those are the people that you know you're spiritually connected to, where we could pray together, where we could pick each other up when we're feeling down. Like, hey, you know what? You might be going through this, but this is just a test. This is just a test. Good morning. Hope you have a blessed day. It sends a motivation text. Like, man, if y'all circle not like that, then you need to find yourself a new circle. Like, I have a few friends, and the few friends that I have, that's exactly how we are as well. You know, it has to be like that. It has to be like that. Because if they're not helping or healing you, what are they doing? They're just taking up space in your life. And we got this one life. One life. Live it to the fucking fullest. For all the shit you've been through, for all the people that doubted you, for all the people that lied on you, for all the abuse that you've been through, you owe it to yourself. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode. I hope that you guys made sure to take out your pens and your pads or your notes app. Either or works fine. But I really do hope that you took notes on these amazing, amazing, amazing gems. You know, success starts with the mind. Our mind can take us further, further, further than we can even imagine. The sky is the limit. You are limitless, so remember that. It doesn't matter what happened yesterday, what happened the day before yesterday, what happened a few years ago. If you woke up to another day, that just means that you have an opportunity to create the life that you want to live. You don't have to settle for any type of life. This life is yours. I love you. Stay abundant, stay positive, stay prosperous. And if you enjoyed this episode, please make sure to share it with your friends and family or someone that you think would enjoy this episode. Also, I would really appreciate it if you left a review. Let me know what you think. If you ever have any, if you have any recommendations for future episodes, make sure to send me that via a direct message as well. Have a great night. Bye.